Hello and welcome to this very special episode of the Green Edit podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with a few of the incredible industry experts who will be speaking at the Beauty Breakfast Summit on Thursday, the 16th of March, 2023 in Sydney. I've worked with clean beauty and wellness brands for almost a decade, and as a result, I've really come to understand the pain points and challenges that they experience when trying to scale their business. This realization really informed the basis of the Green Edit in general, but I'm really excited things are expanding, and the Green Edit Beauty Breakfast Summit will officially happen in Sydney on March 16. The event will bring together 14 of Australia's leading industry experts in beauty retail, media, and business. The full speaker list is in the show notes. This has been a year in the works, and there is nothing quite like it. A big thank you to our event partners for helping me bring the Beauty Breakfast Summit to life. I'm so proud to have the support of Butter Marketing, Active Pharma, Maddox, and we are thrilled to have the Qantas Reward Store beauty buying team at the event. They are growing their online clean and sustainable beauty offering and are looking forward to meeting and connecting with aligned beauty brand founders. You'll find them at the Qantas coffee cart at the event. So today is a bit of a teaser. I have had the pleasure of chatting to some of the summit speakers: Alison Rice from Offline, Erin Hawken from Nourish Netherlands, Elise Wilson from R Media Australia, Danielle Gay from Gritty Pretty, Elizabeth Roberts from Rise, Will Capriotis from Butter Marketing, Francine Kincaid from Maddox, and Carol Kaverma from Look Good Feel Better. One of the key takeaways that the beauty buyers and beauty editor shared on this episode is how much they truly value meeting brand founders face to face. They say that is where the magic happens. They are joining the Beauty Breakfast Summit as they want to connect with you and hear more about your brand and story, which means this is the event you need to be at to make these valuable connections. At time of recording, I still have some early bird tickets available for the Beauty Breakfast Summit. I also have one exhibitor space available for an aligned clean beauty or wellness brand to join us at the Beauty Brand Showcase event later that afternoon. It's an incredible opportunity to share your brand and product range with a curated list of 80 key media, retailers, influencers, spas, and clinics. I will again support our friends at Look Good Feel Better by donating proceeds from Beauty Summit ticket sales, and keep listening for details and the opportunity for brands who attend our summit to partake in a unique media and beauty retailer gifting collaboration. I'll include links to all the details in the show notes. Enjoy this episode, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday, the 16th of March at 12 Micron in Sydney for a morning of connection, inspiration, and knowledge. First up is Alison Rice, one of Australia's most in-demand conscious career business and leadership coaches, and I'm so thrilled to have her at the Beauty Breakfast Summit as an MC and speaker. Alison will be setting the tone for our morning together, and she'll be offering some powerful words of wisdom and encouragement around the topic of what it means to build something that means something and how to navigate feelings of fear, hopelessness, and defeat. I am a very devoted member of Alison's Conscious Career Space Off, and it's within this safe, supportive, and inspiring container that Alison and her colleague Lucy and I shaped and evolved the Green Edit event into the very special offering it is today. Welcome, Alison. Having experienced pretty much all of your personal and professional offerings over the years, I'm just really looking forward to sharing you with the Green Edit community.
Hello, and hello. What an absolutely beautiful introduction, and just a landing for me in, like, you've been in this work with me for so long, and having you in every room I open a door to is truly a privilege. And so now to be in yours, it's a really big deal. So thank you for having me, and thank you for asking me to play a really small part in the Breakfast Summit. I'm really excited to hopefully, offer some just some nourishing and comforting words to anyone who might be sitting in the audience going, this is really hard. And just encouragement to keep going, because every single founder and brand builder in that room, we need them to keep going. And so we got to build those adaptability levels, and we got to stabilize, and we got to come back to our why and remember why we're doing this and what we're hoping to achieve. So yeah, I'm really hoping I can just offer some a voice hug.
Oh, your voice hugs are the best. And honestly, in times when I feel most challenged within my business, they speak to me in such, I guess what I'm trying to say is what you offer within Off is so unique. There's nothing like it. And there's so many different facets, and it's not just about business. It's about personal development, connection. And I think often for people who work within their business alone, that can be really isolating, which is why I created this event. And it's, I think it's why it's really important, because within this room, essentially, we're going to have people who work in the beauty industry from all different facets of the industry, but it's also the opportunity to come together in person and connect and talk about our business and actually reach out for help, because there's going to be people in that room who are going to have some of the answers, or even just a soundboarding scenario for people who work within their business alone. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And I think we feel it inside Off. You know, your community will feel it with the Green Edit. Never before have we needed each other more than we do now. And I think many of us know, and you know, I've been out talking a lot about this on social media, we know that the shift isn't coming. We know it's here. But we also recognize that we've been early to the shift. And that's where a lot of the struggle is ultimately we know where particularly the beauty industry needs to move to. But of course, we're facing the complete beast and engine that is capitalism and consumerism and greed and corporate wealth. And all of these things that, as these kind of single founders just trying to do our thing and make a difference, we stare at that. And it's really scary to be like, will I ever break through? You know, will I ever earn? Will I ever move into profit? Will I ever get that stockist? Will I ever grow my community? So I think coming together is where we can like face each other and just admit that this is hard, but it doesn't mean that we should stop. So what do we need to keep going in a way that feels, you know, we talk about sustainability, especially in your line of work, but what's sustainable for us as founders? And that's a big part of the work that we're doing inside Off. Is it's somewhere that anyone who has a job doing anything can come and just ground back into what are my actual needs as a conscious professional on my way, whether I'm building something or I'm serving inside another organization. What do I need to feel like being in my work is nourishing and sustainable for me, and that I find some purpose in it? And I'm a big believer in our job doesn't always have to be our purpose, and actually very rarely it is, to be honest. I also think that's the that girl boss narrative that we're evolving out of, that we were sold and kind of conditioned around, is that we must find this thing that fulfills us. But one of the biggest lessons we learn inside Off is our profession is simply something that we do. It's a productive outlet for us and our gifts and our skills. It's not who we are. So I think that's also the thing, is the space is what we're getting inside Off, but also when we're in community together at, you know, events like yours, is the space between what we're doing and who we are and what we need.
I'm just so happy that you're going to be at the Beauty Breakfast Summit, where you can connect with the brand founders in my community, share a bit of Alison, and hopefully they too will join us in this beautiful space.
And you know what? Like, I really appreciate that, because you know, I'm an in-person person, and what's so weird is I built an entire business online. So being able to exchange energy and to feel a room and to just feel people, I think, is so important to my own transmission and those kind of connections into community.
Well, it's interesting because I have pre-recorded all of my summit speaker interviews, and the biggest theme that has run through each and every one of those interviews is connection. And it's connection face-to-face, in person, transmission of energy, and that is where the magic is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So for us all to come together, it's just going to be an incredible event.
Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, we're all over Zoom.
Oh, yes.
We want to get off these screens. We want to get out of our seat and give each other a warm and firm and long hug. So I completely agree. I think it's time for us to venture out and be together in person. And very natural for there to be that you know, that bubbling up of what we might call social anxiety, you know, especially for brand founders who it might be their first time at something like this, where they're like, networking, yuck, I'm not going to know anyone, what will happen, I'm going to be standing in the corner. And so if you're listening and you're like, oh, I just don't have the courage to go, I always say this with my events, and you and I know we'll do it at yours, is find us.
Mm.
Look for me, look for Kathy, come stand by my side,
mm-hmm.
and then we can go and talk to people together, so you won't be alone.
That's so true. And I know who's coming. And the women, mostly women, there are some men, but the people who are coming are incredibly supportive. They're there to help soundboard. There's going to be people in that room, and I'll introduce you to them, because they're the women that you want in your circle.
Mm-hmm. And Kathy means it. Like, I've seen her, you know, at last year's, and just kind of being in your orbit and presence for a few years now. Like, you have this incredible ability to really see what people need in the room and rising to be that for them. So this definitely isn't the type of event where you come and feel unseen, or that you're just like another kind of body in the room. It's not one of those. That's also not for us.
Mm-hmm. We don't do that.
So I just know you, and I know that taking care of people and making people feel really welcome is, yeah, a big part of how you're in your work. So, which is why I'm like truly like so honored to be standing with you and offering some words on the day.
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you in March.
I'll see you in March, if not before.
Before I start chatting to our summit speakers, I've invited Carol Kaverma, General Manager of Look Good, Feel Better, to join me. I wanted to let Carol know that I'll be again supporting their incredible work by donating a percentage of proceeds from summit ticket sales to help them fund much needed workshops, helping cancer patients learn practical strategies to manage the physical, psychological, and social impacts of cancer treatment. Welcome, Carol. I look forward to having you and your team join us at the Beauty Breakfast Summit so we can shine a light on the important work that you do. Could you please share a little bit more about how Look Good, Feel Better supports people going through cancer treatment?
Thanks, Kathy. We're really excited to join you at the summit as well. Thank you again for supporting us this year. We're really very grateful. So as you mentioned, Look Good, Feel Better is all about teaching patients how to manage things like the appearance-related side effects of their treatment, psychological and social impacts of their cancer treatment. And we do this in three main ways. Firstly, through face-to-face workshops, where we hold about 1,000 workshops in 180 venues right around Australia. We also hold live and interactive virtual workshops that patients can participate in from the comfort of their own home. And we have our home-delivered confidence kit service. Now, all of our services have been developed with the prime purpose of educating and empowering cancer patients and equipping them with the skills and knowledge to face their cancer diagnosis with confidence.
It's an incredible job that you do, and I'm just so happy that we can support. The Beauty Breakfast Summit will bring together a room full of incredible people, all who work in the beauty industry. Please let us know how we can best support Look Good, Feel Better in 2023.
Oh, thank you. So all of our workshop participants will receive what we call a confidence kit, which is full of skincare and makeup products donated by the cosmetic industry. The products in the kits are used as tools to practice the techniques being demonstrated in our workshops and then taken home for continued use. So I guess one of the main ways in which we would love support is through donations of products for our confidence kits. We also rely on about 800 volunteers right around Australia to help with our workshops. So if anyone's interested in volunteering for Look Good, Feel Better, we would love some more help. And I guess finally, simply by making a financial contribution. So if you're able to make a donation or if you'd like to talk to us about partnership opportunities, we're always here to listen.
Great. Well, I know how valuable it is for a brand to get their products into the hands of beauty editors and beauty buyers. So I've created a unique gifting collaboration where Summit guests have this unique opportunity whilst supporting the work of Look Good, Feel Better. So if you would like to gift a product from your beauty or wellness brand to the media and retailer Summit speakers, all you need to do is purchase a ticket to the Summit and I'll email you a link to the Look Good, Feel Better site to make a minimum amount donation directly to Look Good, Feel Better. Then all you have to do is bring along 9 products from your brand to the Summit and I'll have them beautifully packed and ready to be gifted to our Summit speakers on the day. Also, if you have any skincare or makeup products that you'd like to donate to Look Good, Feel Better to be gifted to women undergoing cancer treatment, I will link contact details for Look Good, Feel Better in the show notes so that you can reach out and send these products to them directly. Carol, thank you for joining me today. I look forward to announcing the amount of money we raised for Look Good, Feel Better from ticket sales and from our brand gifting collaboration.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Kathy.
First up, I'm speaking with Erin Hawken, who is the co-founder of Nourished, an online store based in the Netherlands. I have had the pleasure of meeting Erin and her Nourished co-founder, Floor, at the first Green Edit event in 2020, and then again at our second event in 2022, where they met and signed quite a few new beauty brands, which was so exciting to see. I invited Erin to speak on the Retail Experts panel because she is a wealth of information. Her store is based in Europe, so she is completely across the intricacies of EU certification. But she and Floor have also created their very own clean and green personal care brand called Nourish Daily. So she truly understands the importance of retail partnerships from both sides. Welcome, Erin. Tell us a little more about Nourished Netherlands.
Thank you so much for having me, Kathy. It's an honor to be here with you. Where can I start? So Nourished is a multi-brand online boutique clean beauty platform, but we also like to see it as an opportunity to educate consumers as well and create a really safe place where people can feel that they have trust that what they're purchasing is clean and green for real and not just, as we're seeing more and more, a version of a greenwashed product. And so both my co-founder, Floor Hendricks, and myself, we're both healthcare professionals. My background, I'm a chiropractor. I have 2 science degrees and I've worked in the industry for 17 years. And my co-founder, Floor Hendricks, she is a dietitian nutritionist as well with science backgrounds. And so we like to feel that we understand science, we understand ingredients, we understand formulations. It's really our language. And so it's really our passion to be able to help translate that for our community and for our customers at Nourished.
And so special that you create that opportunity for Australian beauty brands to have that platform to get their products into the hands of people who love clean beauty in Europe. I mean, it's just an amazing platform and opportunity.
Yeah, and it really started through a lack and a desire for ourselves, because I was living in Amsterdam at the time, which is where I met Floor over 10 years ago. And there really just wasn't anything available compared to what I was used to having here in Australia in terms of clean beauty, personal care brands. There was two very commonly known European brands, but they were quite ugly aesthetically and quite harsh formulations and didn't really seem to have the performance level that I was used to having in clean and natural skincare, hair care, makeup and all the rest. And so it was really through a desire for myself to be able to access those brands. And I truly believe that Australian clean beauty brands are the best in the world. Clean beauty was pioneered in Australia in the 80s and it is the forerunner, continues to be internationally. And so it's really such an honour to be able to represent these brands in Europe, to be able to continue their work and their message, and then also to be able to expose Europeans to these beautiful brands and also what clean beauty can be, not only something that's kind of non-toxic, but something that also looks beautiful in your bathroom, that's a gorgeous ritual to have for yourself, for your own health and well-being, something that performs at the top level and really probably almost better than a lot of conventional brands, and then something that's also in the comparable price range. I think, why not? Why would everyone not want to be making the switch to clean and green?
We absolutely share the same values about being the platform and support and really a cheerleader for clean beauty brands. So just seeing like brands connect with buyers and media and getting that traction is just what I guess why we do what we do. I would love to know a little more about European clean beauty landscape and how it compares to that in Australia, particularly in the clean category. Yes. What are some of the challenges brand founders have when trying to secure retail partnerships?
Okay, well, for us in the Netherlands, number one is making sure that you are actually EU certified, that you have EU registration and you've passed all of your compliance to be able, for us to be able to legally sell your products in Europe. And that's first and foremost. If you don't have that, unfortunately, we can't proceed to the next step. After that, I would say for us, it's also there are so many clean beauty brands hitting the market. But along with that comes there's often very little traction around a brand, especially if they're a new brand. And so for a retailer to take on a new brand that has no traction, no following, no exposure, and then maybe also no marketing budget or ability to help us spread the word about their brand, then that's also another really big hurdle for us.
Yeah. Well, I have lots more questions, but this is just a sneak peek, so I'm going to save them for the summit.
Can't wait.
And I'm really looking to hearing more about Nourish Netherlands, about Nourish Daily. And I also want to thank you for joining me as a judge for the Best of the Green Edit Awards for 2023. All the finalists have been selected and I will be reconvening with you very shortly to record the winners podcast, which we will announce the winners, talk about our favorite products, and that will go live on the day of the Beauty Breakfast Summit, which is the 16th of March. So I look forward to chatting with you then.
Amazing. I can't wait. And I have to say the judging this year was particularly difficult and I definitely discovered some brand new favourites. So I highly enjoyed the process and thank you for involving me.
Speaking on our media expert panel is Elise Wilson, category beauty editor at R Media Australia, across titles such as New Idea, Woman's Day, Who, Take Five, and TV Week. Elise has almost 15 years' experience working in magazines, and she's also a freelance hair and makeup artist, so she truly knows her beauty products, which is why I invited Elise to join us as a judge for the Best of the Green Edit Awards in 2023. And I can't wait for her to share her new clean beauty discoveries and favourites when she casts her vote. Welcome, Elise. Your work life on Instagram looks pretty incredible. I love seeing the events you attend, the beauty treatments you experience, and the beauty products you share. But let's talk about the scope and reality of your role in media. What does a day with deliverables and deadlines really look like for you?
It's extremely busy, but my job at the same time is very fun, of course. I do work over seven of our media's titles. So there's not a day that I don't have a deadline. But of course, there's lots of advertising meetings, there's lots of internal meetings, strategy and marketing. But also there's me getting out and about, as you probably see on Instagram, at these amazing events through the brands that we support that are launching all these new products, honestly, every single week. So yeah, busy doing all of that kind of combined in one day.
Yes, that is a lot. And I imagine that you really have, well, you would have access to so many beauty products and so many different brands. Could you share maybe two key things you look for when looking to feature a beauty product in one of the magazines that you look after?
Yeah, I guess it's not just talking to me personally. Obviously, like I said, I work across so many brands, and each one of those brands has its own set demographic. So I think primarily I'm writing for that reader. So with our Women's Day reader, that might skew slightly older. With our Who reader, that's kind of, you know, 30s to 50s. So I'm targeting that audience first. I think there are obviously attention-grabbing products with lots of marketing and PR behind them, but I really look for things that have got a bit of buzz, obviously. They're super interesting beauty news, but that actually are doing what they say they're doing, the results-driven products. And
High performance, results-driven. Yeah. Obviously, as a makeup artist, products need to perform.
Exactly. And the joy of social media, I'm constantly finding out about new products so I can reach out to those brands if I feel like it's going to be something amazing that our readers really want to know about. And I'm really hot on trying to get things in as soon as they launch so that our readers are in the know straight away.
And so after the Beauty Summit, you're coming along to the Brand Showcase event. So you have the opportunity to meet all the brand founders and test and try the products. What are you most excited to see and to try?
I'm not sure exactly. I just love everyone. I really froth over going to these things and meeting the brand founders, the people behind these products, why they launched them, why they launched this brand, their own brands, how they've got to where they are right now. Like, I really love having a personal relationship with as many of those brand founders as I can. And I'm just lucky enough to be in that position and just see the innovations that are coming through in like the green space, I guess. So just like last year when we had the last beauty showcase for the Green Edit, it just was so exciting.
Yeah. And it's true. When you get to know the people behind the brands, it makes you love the products even more when you understand like how they're created and the thought and all the technology and innovation behind them.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like there's such a space for it right now. I think people are so interested. They want to know about the sustainability of products. They want to know the efficacy of products that are more natural. And that just really excites me of like where that space is going. And I get to meet those people behind the brand.
There is something that we discussed previously. You were on the hunt for a clean, high-performance, non-smudged mascara. And we were talking about different things. But at the showcase, there will be an Anika Organic, Kylie's Professional, Eye of Horus, Ari Perez, and Dr. Hauschka, all of which make mascara, credible mascara. So you get to test and try them. And hopefully you will leave finding your new favorite mascara.
Yes, they could convert me. I'll let them.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about what piques your interest when you look for featuring beauty products across all the titles, and asking you more questions at the Beauty Summit. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Joining the summit on our media expert panel is Danielle Gay, acting editor at Australia's leading digital beauty publication, Gritty Pretty. Danny oversees the editorial, commercial, social, visual, and audio content for the brand and writes across the site and digital magazine. She has more than 8 years' experience in digital and print publishing and was previously head of brand at Vogue magazine in Australia. Danny, you would have access to many beauty and wellness products and would know many of the people behind the brands. What do you love most about your role?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so fortunate to be one of the first people in the country often to trial a new product. It's a privilege that's not lost on me. So it is part of my job to be across new launches and treatments. and it really is such a privilege. I mean, the days when I look at my calendar and my morning is to go and have a facial, like I really do have to kind of pinch myself. And, you know, some of my friends are like, what is your job? I'm like, it's a dream job. But, you know, it's not just a treatment or a fun event. Like, it's also when you go to those experiences, the brand founder is often there and lending their time to us, which I feel so grateful for, because hearing them tell their stories and or hearing, you know, how a small sustainable beauty brand has found its feet is really special. And I think that all beauty media would agree that in that face-to-face contact with them is really how you kind of understand the brand. And so that's definitely the best part of my job.
I love that it's not lost on you, because I do feel that sometimes brands feel that they're gifting products, and sometimes it's disheartening to see maybe across certain platforms that influencers are, oh, here's just another new product, or here, you know, I guess there's that element of potentially taking it for granted, which clearly you don't do, which is incredible, because I think between the two of us, we know how hard beauty brands work to create, especially when they create in a really ethical and conscious way. So I love that it's not lost on you. I would also like to know what changes you've seen in digital media in recent years.
It's a huge question. Like, there's been so much change since I entered the media industry in 2015 at 22. My first job was the editor's assistant at Vogue magazine, which was truly a dream job as well. But there are so many changes, like from the continued rise of digital to how digital advertising is sold, to even our collective attention spans that affect how we engage with content. I'm sure that people listening feel that when they're on a platform like TikTok, and how differently they engage with that, and what the experience is like when they try to read a longer form article now. Like, it really is, our attention span, you know, is struggling. But in terms of my job now, like, what I have noticed is such a big move towards sustainability and a real genuine interest from the audience. Our Gritty Pretty readers are so informed about beauty ingredients and sustainability. Like, they really want to know what's in a product, how it's made, and what it took to make it, you know, and often like what to do with it when they're finished with it. And I think brands can't really hide that anymore, and I think that's been the biggest change, is the level of knowledge that the audience has and that ownership of their own beauty regimens and lives.
Yeah, so transparency is key, and definitely people are looking for that, and it's not enough to claim anymore, it needs to be backed up when it comes to sustainability and ingredients and transparency of what's within a product as well.
Totally. Yeah.
We know that visibility and voice is key to media cut through. What specifically gets you curious and excited when seeking beauty products to feature across Gritty Pretty?
Well, I will say that, again, that one-on-one experience with a brand founder is so key. I think, you know, events are a lot of the budget, but hearing that story from the brand founder, and it could be a coffee, or, you know, what they call a desk side, which is when, you know, a brand founder or their PR agency will reach out, and it can be online or it might be in person, and you just kind of chat about the brand and get to know them. That's been really key to, like, the little spark of, oh, that's really interesting. Oh, that ingredient's interesting. That story is interesting. Feeling the passion or the authenticity. You know, and there's been times where I've sat in front of a brand founder and felt that the way the brand is being presented doesn't quite match up with the messaging of the person that started it when you meet them. So I think that, And also we created a framework at Gritty Pretty to like empower our audience, but also our writers, like me and our beauty editor Rose and our contributors. And that's called Conscious Codes. And each product receives a little logo. So if you open our magazine, it's digital, so but it still turns like a page. And you'll see a, you know, a beautiful product page of all fragrances. You'll see this little logo on some of them, and it denotes something, and you can read what it is, but it's one of the following things, which is packaging. You know, so they're doing the right thing by packaging, cruelty-free, vegan, organic, from Cosmos or the ACO, official accreditation, locally made, also community, you know, as in the brand helps to give back to its community, environmental causes, or, you know, a charity. And that framework has really helped to assess, as like, you know, this volume of products come in, what's really happening and where it might fit in with our editorial content.
Amazing. So you said it yourself. It's the face-to-face contact. It's networking, connecting, speaking to, which essentially is what the Beauty Breakfast Summit is. So
yes, I can't wait.
So essentially this is the room that beauty brand founders need to be in. Mm-hmm. To meet you
100%.
To meet other media, to meet retailers, face to face is where it's at.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And this opportunity of all being together in the same room, you know, rather than a dozen or however many different coffee dates is like so exciting. All the people that we'll get to mix with. So I'm so grateful to be included and I can't wait to meet everyone.
Oh, me too. And I look forward to hearing more about your insights and your knowledge and sharing it with all of our guests. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you in March.
Thanks, Kathy.
Joining our retail experts panel is Elizabeth Roberts, Deputy CEO of Rise, a global marketplace and media destination. Rise brings together an edit of environmentally responsible fashion, lifestyle, homeware, and beauty products. Liz has been instrumental in shaping the Rise brand, and since its launch, she has spearheaded initiatives such as the e-commerce platform and branded content studio. Liz absolutely loves discovering aligned, high-performing beauty and lifestyle products and hearing the stories behind the brands, and I can't wait for our summit guests to meet her. Welcome, Liz. Tell us a little bit more about Rise and its mission and values.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Rise is a global marketplace and editorial destination that really reimagines the way we live. We bring together an edit of environmentally responsible fashion, lifestyle, homewares, and beauty products that are all made with planet in mind. So at Rise, the products that exist at the intersection of impact and aesthetics are celebrated, seen, and positioned as the new objects of desire.
They really are. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? It's making these brands that create ethically and consciously to be the brands that we all desire and want to buy. And their benefits are incredible for us and the planet. So it's a great platform, and you do it so beautifully.
Thank you. I mean, we've been not solving climate change for, 50 years now? We've really missed a trick in marketing sustainability and environmentally conscious products to a mainstream audience in a way that they recognize and are excited by. We all want to feel beautiful and special and buy things that work and look beautiful on our shelves. So it's really exciting seeing this new guard of brands coming through that are really changing our perception of what it means to be a green brand.
Yeah, exactly. And what is it that you've noticed consumers are looking for when it comes to purchasing beauty and wellness products?
I think efficacy is really the number one thing. We are at Rise, we do target a mainstream audience, not necessarily those that are already subscribed to the environmental mission. And that means that first and foremost, we want people to buy a product that works and is fantastic and means that they start towards a journey of kind of oh, wow, this is amazing. And it's also play made with planet in mind. How great. But at the end of the day, if you convince someone to buy something and it's not good, the chances of them doing it again are lesser. So we want to make sure that every opportunity is one where they have a fantastic experience and come back for more. So I would say that a really well-performing product is the number one.
Well, you are going to have an incredible time meeting the founders behind the brands and testing and trying their products, because they have been able to do both efficacy and sustainability, ethics, consciously created. So I'm really excited for you to meet them and for them to meet you at the Breakfast Summit and hearing more about your thoughts and insights and what truly piques your interest when curating products for your store, because I hear you're a bit of a beauty fan.
I am indeed. I was actually thinking about this earlier, and there are some images that my mum found of me at like one or two, having raided her makeup kit, having slathered it all over my face. And I was like, wow, I am where I'm meant to be.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing you in March.
Thank you so much for having me, and I am very much looking forward to it.
Joining our industry experts panel is Will Capriotti's co-founder and director of Butter Marketing, an aesthetics and performance-orientated social media marketing agency that creates on-brand social media ads for beauty, lifestyle, and fashion brands. Welcome, Will. Tell us a little about Butter and how you work with beauty, lifestyle, and fashion brands to help them create content for social media and effectively implement it across various social platforms.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Kathy. Very excited to be here. As you put quite well, we're a creative performance agency. So our bread and butter is helping brands navigate how to scale their ads, their organic presence, and everything in between on their social media platforms. So one of the big things that we help service is through ads management. So helping people actually manage their ads and, you know, scaling their budgets and helping them generate sales directly through social media ad platforms. But we also help on the content side, help them create ads that cut through and that, you know, break through that sea of sameness that, you know, is often felt with social media. So that's kind of where we position ourselves in the market at the moment.
So essentially you can help a brand from concept of video and then deliver that and then implement it across social platforms. So you can essentially take the whole process off a brand founder.
That's correct. Yeah. So we're an end-to-end agency. So we come up with all the ideas, work very closely with the brand founders to implement ideas that they've come up with or ideas that we've come up with. And then from there, we basically work with them to scale them and get as much profit out of those assets that we've created as possible.
Yeah, conversion is important. It's not just how many people see the ad, it's the cut through and then obviously the conversion. Yeah. What are some of the challenges you see brand founders experiencing when it comes to navigating the ever-changing social media platforms and algorithms?
That's a good question. I think some of the main concerns that we come up against are obviously that people find they're not getting enough reach or enough cut through from their ads. And oftentimes this comes through either a fundamental lack of understanding of what best works on those platforms, but also sometimes brand owners feel that they can't explore other avenues that may not be true to their brand. And that's really where we sort of toe that line and where our agency is positioned. So, you know, being in the beauty, fashion and lifestyle space, a lot of our clients are in the luxury spaces or have a very premium brand image that they want to continue with. And that's something we're very comfortable working within. And I think a lot of the time when brand owners are feeling they're not getting the reach on these platforms, it's because they're feeling or they're playing it a little bit too safe on these platforms. And what we try and do is we try and help them find a way that they can have this cut through and, you know, those more native content formats that allow them to scale on these platforms without sacrificing the soul of the brand.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? Because they work so hard to create a brand, and in order to have that sort of brand guideline follow through in all of the touch points that they communicate through is really important.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And a lot of the time what our brand owners that we work with are concerned about is not having congruency across all channels. So a lot of the time they'll work with agencies that will say, you know, got to do this, this, and this to get really good results. And then they go and do that. But as I said, it sacrifices the soul of their brand in the process. Whereas what we try and work on is, you know, having a cake and eating it too, essentially. Having something that's native that works really well, but also making sure that you're congruent across all of your channels.
Yeah. In the last few years, video content has increased significantly across all channels. Is it here to stay, and what do you predict for 2023?
Yeah, look, video is definitely here to stay. There's been a few factors that have played into this. The first catalyst, I guess, was that Facebook in particular, which is obviously the most widely used ad buying platform, gave, I think it was around 80% of the placement real estate to video around 2019, I want to say. Don't fact check me on that, but it was around then. So that was really the catalyst that led a lot of advertisers to wanting to use video. I think in this day and age, because our end customers are so accustomed to receiving video content, it's really difficult to get that cut through without having video content in your funnel. If you are relying solely on still imagery, you're not going to actually be able to tell the story of your brand or your product as effectively as other brands in your niche that are using video. In saying that, though, it's not a good idea to take a siloed approach where you only use still or you only use video. You want to make sure you have a good diverse range out there of all different formats of content and really just test everything and see what works for your brand. But in terms of 2023, what I really see coming to fruition is that there's going to be a lot of brands that are moving towards platforms that are maybe have been a little bit scary to them in previous years. So namely TikTok is one that we're keeping a close eye on. There was some crazy statistic that came out of TikTok saying like there's only 20% of CMOs have actually tested, you know, TikTok, but 87% have said they're going to come towards TikTok in 2023. So that's definitely a trend that we see coming into play this year. And obviously TikTok is a video first platform. You can't really use stills, or that you can do the carousels now, which they're pushing quite well. But yeah, I mean, for that reason, and also the reason that, you know, it is what we see convert the best, and it is what you can tell a story through. I think for that reason, video is definitely going to be here to stay. It's going to be something that's trending in 2023.
I've got so many more questions about TikTok and how to reach your desired audience and types of content that convert into sales and so much more, which we will cover at the Beauty Breakfast Summit. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you and Tom, your co-founder at Butter, there.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Francine Kincaid is a special counsel at legal firm Maddox and is an experienced corporate and commercial lawyer with a unique mix of both commercial and healthcare experience. Francine came along to the Green Edit event last year and had the pleasure of meeting many of the attending brand founders, and I know she enjoyed learning more about their products and their brand story. I invited Francine to share her knowledge on the industry expert panel at the summit because I know that within a business, regardless of its size and structure, we are regularly signing agreements, entering into contracts, creating innovations that require protection, and making legal decisions that leave our businesses vulnerable. I've personally experienced this, and I know many of the brand founders and businesses within the Green Edit community have also. This can have detrimental effects on us personally and within our businesses. So this time, for peace of mind, I called upon Francine to look over my supply contracts to identify any red flags whilst planning the next event. Welcome, Francine. In terms of legal support, what are the most common issues beauty and wellness brand founders may experience day to day whilst running their businesses?
Thanks so much, Kathy. I'm really excited to be here and be part of this next event. Some of the things that will come up and that we really enjoy helping brands with are, as you mentioned, contracts. So when they're entering into arrangements with suppliers of ingredients, when they're entering into arrangements with distributors, when they're entering into employment contracts once they start to grow a little bit and need to bring on a bigger team, those are all the sorts of things that we can help with, both setting them up at the start, and if things start to go a little bit wobbly, we can start to help at that point as well. The other things that we help brands with are intellectual property protection. So once you do have a great idea, once you do have a great brand design, those sorts of things, we've got fantastic people in our team who can help get the right protection for those fantastic inventions that you've come up with. The other piece that my team in particular can help with are things around healthcare compliance. So while they might be beauty sort of products, sometimes you need to think about regulations like the TGA that might apply, or food safety, those sorts of things. So we can help brands understand what what the requirements are, if they need approvals for certain things, if they need to say certain things on their website or on their marketing materials. Those are all the sorts of things that we can help with just to sort of make sure things are okay. And then hopefully as the brands are growing people are getting really excited about it, we can help when brands are ready to bring on new investors or possibly even down the track looking at sort of buying and selling companies or brands within that.
Yeah, so that's the thing to note, that within a company, once it sort of launches and then I guess as it progresses, there's so many moving parts and so many things to consider along the way. So I guess having someone, I guess, as a support and a partner, I guess, not working within the business, but in order to be able to consult is really valuable, because even with my experience with you, you picked up on some red flags that I needed to sort of tweak and change.
Having a lawyer as a partner, certainly something we would recommend. But I think it's also that the sort of a lot of the lawyers in Sydney, they won't be able to do everything. So they will have an area where they specialise, and then hopefully either within their firm or they've got other people that they can say, look, this is an employment issue. I don't do employment law, but you really need to speak to somebody and I can recommend sort of this person. So what you want to find is somebody who has a particular area of expertise that you really need, but also then has the connections that they can put you in touch with the right people who understand, you know, have the same sort of idea about helping support your business, but have a different area of specialty that you might need for the next particular issue.
Yeah, absolutely. As they arise, to have the support network and the community to be able to sort out problems, which is fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me for a sneak peek today. And I definitely look forward to diving deeper into some of the ways that you can help and support business owners and brand founders. And I look forward to seeing you at the Beauty Breakfast Summit in March.
Thanks so much, Kathy. Really appreciate it.
A big thank you to our summit speakers who joined me on this episode to give you a glimpse of what to expect at the Beauty Breakfast Summit on the 16th of March. Click through the link in the show notes to view the complete lineup of 14 summit speakers and to get your tickets. One message rang through clearly in this episode, and it's the importance of face-to-face connection to have the greatest impact. This summit is open to anyone working in the beauty space. Everyone from brand founders to brand builders and those working in marketing and PR. This morning exists to inspire you, help you foster impactful industry connections, and dive deep into what it really takes to separate your brand from the rest. Join us and our amazing lineup of speakers on March 16 at 12 Micron in Sydney. You'll find everything you need to know linked in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you there.